Hello boys and girls, and welcome to another episode on the Light It Off Your Chest podcast. This is the beginning of the 12th month of 2022. Honestly, I do not have anything to say with that, with those two figures. But hey, 2022, we are in the last lap of 2022. We have come through 11 long months, and this is the last month of 2022. This is where we begin to draw the curtain for 2022. 2022 has been an amazing year so far. 2022 has had its ups and downs, highs and lows, and this is it, man. This is it. How far has the year been for you? How far have you come? Has it been an easy year for you? Has it been a tough year for you? However the year has been for you, regardless of the situations you have come through, the circumstances you have been able to scale and overcome, this is one more lap that you have to scale, whether you want to or not. You can't decide to not scale this lap. This is not the lap that would determine if you had a good year or not. No, whatever happens in December is not going to make your year a terrible year. No, if you've had good times this year, because things do not work out in a particular direction for you in December does not mean, oh, the year did not end well for me. 2022 has come, and 2022 is about to go. What are you going to remember 2022 for? What are the things you would remember 2022 for? Personally, for me, there are a lot of things I'm going to remember 2022 for. There are a lot of things I'm grateful for. There are a lot of things that I wish I did and started early, which I would put into consideration, not next year, but in December. That's what I want each and every one of us to have at the back of our minds. Do not say, oh, okay, the things I was not able to do in the past 11 months, I'm going to do them in 2023. No, do not wait for 2023. Start now. Start now. You have 30 more days to begin to implement certain things. Do not wait for another 365 days. You have tomorrow. Wanted to do. 2022 has been a beautiful year, and honestly, I won't go lie, I can't wait for the year to end. I won't lie, I genuinely can't wait for 2022 to end, and we get straight into 2023. But before 2022 ends, how has 2022 been for you? Till you hear from me again, beautiful people, tomorrow, see ya and ciao.